going to describe in detail how it all works, but I want to explain a couple of the key approaches. Technology is getting better at interpreting unstructured English text, so we can understand what some of the text on a web page probably means. For instance, if the page contains an instruction to do something, like enter your postcode here, we can spot that call to action and highlight it to the user. We're also getting better at training computers to perform tasks, because the point is, we don't want to have to manually craft hard-coded rules, rules that would be specific to some website or page, rules that would stop working if the web designer changed the layout of their page. Instead, we want to train the software to be able to learn for itself, based on experience, how to interpret what it finds on the page. So how do we do that? Well, we take a large number of pages from websites across the web, and we manually annotate them. We tell the software what part of the page contains the menu, the categories for the site. Now, you do that for enough pages, and the software is able to build up a machine learning model from that experience. The idea is that if you then give it a new page, it's able to apply that model, and with some reasonable level of confidence, make an estimate of what part of that page probably contains the menu. Now, internally, the sorts of features it's using are many of the same sorts of visual cues that I use as a user. You know, this looks like a series of links. Is the text in each link quite short? Are they arranged vertically or horizontally? Are they near the top of the page? Because the point is, over time, as a sighted user, I come to recognize patterns in the structure and layout of the different websites that I visit. Now, our aim is to build machine learning models that can perform some rudimentary analog of that learned behavior. And by doing this for menus and search boxes and comment boxes and headings and more, we've been able to train the software to recognize what many parts of a web page probably mean. So over the summer, we had a group of university students at our R&D lab near Winchester, one of whom luckily is here today, and they built the first version of the prototype that I'm showing you. Now, it's a work in progress, and it's more effective at some sites than others, but it's an exciting start. It really shows the potential of applying these sorts of technologies. And what comes next? I mean, as we've been talking about today, yes, this was originally conceived as an assistive technology, but the future of something like conversational internet would be useful to all. In the same way that technologies like Siri today are used not just by visually impaired users, this idea of being able to ask for information, to conveniently get information from the web, is something that could apply to us all. Thank you very much for listening.